This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Lorik Adam. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. We were talking last week about your winery, Jean-Baptiste Adam, or as I like to wind my wife up, Jean-Baptiste Adams.
Yes.
which is about, I think, about the most inappropriate way of saying it, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
You guys are a winery in Alsace. We're here just west of Colmar,
yes,
which is one of the sort of big cities in Alsace. Last week we were talking all about the some of the Grand Cru vineyards, or in particular Kefokopf, but we started talking about another Grand Cru vineyard, Vinec Schlossberg.
Yes.
Where is that relative to here? Because you produce wines from there as well, don't you?
Yes, we only have one parcel on this Grand Cru, Vinec Schlossberg. It's a Grand Cru in Katzenthal, another village just after my village, Amershwir. It's really close to the Grand Cru Kefokopf, but it's two different terroirs. It's a different granite than Kefokopf. It's a granite at 2 mica.
What is that? 2 mica?
2 mica, it's a special style of granite. It's a
mica, has it got shiny things in it? Mica with shiny...
Yes, we can say like this. Yeah, exactly. It's granite on the floor. It's really, we have lots of granite, and the taste of the riesling will be really different. When you taste riesling from Vinec Schlossberg, you smell the stone, the granite. It's really particular, and it's a great terroir for riesling especially.
Okay. Just on the Vosges Mountains, because the Vosges Mountains are... I always thought of the Vosges Mountains as massive set of mountains, but they're not really that high, are they? They're not particularly...
Not too high, effectively. It's... I don't know exactly, but it depends where you go in the Vosges Mountain. It's huge, hein? But it's really our, we can say, protection, you know? We are like... like a baby in the arm of the mother, you know. It's we are really protected by this Vosges Mountain, even if it's not huge.
Yeah, because what happens is the weather tends to come along from the west, hits the mountain, and if there's clouds, it'll rain on the east side, west side, and then it's sunny over on this side here.
Yes,
I hopped on my bike on. I ride a push bike a lot.
Okay,
and I climbed up one of the mountains to the top yesterday, and it was about 1,100 meters.
Okay,
of climbing, and it took me about an hour and a half of just climbing up. I tell you what, I got to the top.
You know the Vosges Mountain.
Yeah, I was going, these mountains aren't tall. At the bottom, I was going, these aren't tall mountains. I got to the top and I was like, gosh, that's a long way.
That's fun.
It was a fair old climb.
Nice.
But one of the things about the Vosges Mountains is because if you think about what you've got the Rhine River, and then it's quite flat, and you've got a lot of things like corn and maize being grown on the flat.
Yes.
And then as you get closer and closer to the Vosges Mountains, you start seeing the grapevines coming in.
Yes.
But the sun sets in the west, which means that in the evening, you don't really get any sunshine, do you, in Alsace?
Depends where, I would say, but yes, the evening and the night are more cold and not too sunny. Yes, that's true.
So you don't get evening sun in Alsace. It's more the morning sun.
Yes, mostly morning, and at 12, it's really the best moment with lots of sun.
Yeah, and I understand, and you can correct me because I don't quite understand this, but normally, if you've got a top vineyard, like a Grand Cru vineyard or a Premier Cru vineyard, quite often they're in the northern hemisphere, they're south facing, because you get the morning sun in the east, the sun comes around middle of the day, it's beating down on them, and then you get in the west. But in Alsace, the top vineyards tend to be sort of east and southeast facing. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes, it's again, it's really different for each Grand Cru. It's really the particularity in Alsace, it's that I will not, it's hard to say this terroir or this exposition is better. I think it depends of the grapes that you grow. But also in the past, everybody said, "Oh, I want to buy a parcel with a south exposure because it will be better." Now, to be honest, for example, in my domain, we think the opposite. We buy more if we buy parcel. We buy more parcel with north exposure because with the global warming, we prefer to keep more acidity, not to have too much sun, and we will have a more. The maturation will be slower, and yes, it really depends the grapes that you plant and how you work in the vineyard and everything. Of course, I will not say that there is a best exposure than another.
Okay, it's really hot here today. I think it's 30 odd degrees, isn't mm-hmm. it? It's okay heat. I don't like the heat. It was a little bit hot for me actually.
Even it's not the worst, huh? Because one month ago it was really really hot, more than 40 degrees. 40. In the sun it was really complicated, and for the vines as well. And now it's hot, but it's okay, you know.
What do the vines do? Do they keep photosynthesizing, or do they shut down and just sort of try and preserve themselves?
It's really, for the young vines it could be really complicated, but for the rest of the vines you can do it's of course in Alsace it's forbidden to irrigate. That means that the best, I think, is really to work a lot the soil. In our domain, for example, we are in organic and biodynamic. That means that we work a lot the soil to help the roots to go deeper and deeper into the soil every year. And we really see the difference with our old vines, for example, during the summer when it's really hot. You see that they can take water from the soil, and it's I think really important today to adapt the work in the vineyard with the global warming. And for example, we use some some herb, you know, green.
Herbs. Yeah, green cover crop.
In some parcel and not in another parcel, it depends, but we really adapt our work in the vineyard for each parcel because of the global warming.
A lot of people, when I first got into the wine industry, people used to say, oh, you get the vines to go, the roots to go deep to get the different minerals, but I think most of the minerals and trace elements the vine gets is near the surface, mm-hmm. and they go deep for reliable water.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your opinion as well, or?
Yes, exactly. I think so.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I remember people going, oh, you got to get the flavor from getting deep, and I'm like, I don't know about that, because all the humus, you know, the mm-hmm. the soil that's
yes.
got all the nutrients
mm-hmm.
is at the top,
mm-hmm.
you know, but the water is reliable.
Yes,
water is deep.
Exactly. It depends also the terroir. For example, for if you plant on the granite soil, it's more difficult for the roots to go deeper. If you plant in another soil, more easier.
Friable.
Yeah, exactly. The roots can go really fast, deeper and deeper in the soil. But it's for me, I think it's a huge difference if you work well the soil or not, and especially during the hot summer, like this year.
Yeah. One of the things I always think of Alsace is that because of the Vosges Mountains creating a rain shadow, so you don't really have to worry too much about rain, particularly towards the harvest time mm-hmm. and the end of the season. I always think that you can have very long hang time if you wanted to go for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, you know, you could pick in October if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. But you were saying when we arrived earlier that it's sort of August now. You're going,
yes.
We're going to start picking soon.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on there?
It's totally different. 40 years ago, 30 years ago, when my grandfather were still here in the winery, he always picked the grapes, I would say, end of September. It was early, you know. Most of the time, it was in October. But now, since 10, 15 years, It's the opposite. We begin every year more and more early because it's ripe and because the summer, as I said, the summer is so hot and the conditions are totally different. And that's why in the past it was sometimes hard to have the good degrees to harvest. And today it's the opposite. We have too much degrees. And we need to harvest more early to avoid to have too much alcohol in our wine and too much sugar as well. And that's why we adapt the style of our wine and the global warming. And last year, for example, we began the harvest the 23rd of August. It was incredible. This year, it will be next week, beginning of September. It's more and more early, I will say. But each vintage will be different. But we have more and more hot vintage for sure.
Do you, like some of your wines are things like Vintage Tardif and Selection Grand Noble, and Vintage Tardif is pardon my French, but that's late harvest.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. How late is late harvest? Is it like you wait an extra 20 minutes or is it an extra a week or two?
Late harvest, the first of all, we can say that unfortunately, late harvest is more and more rare. Since 10 years, we produce less and less because the global warming also, we begin so early the normal harvest, then sometimes we don't have the cool the cold night, and it's more and more difficult to have the bronchitis. In the past and even during the 90s, it was easier to make late harvest. I tasted some 98 vintage late harvest, just amazing. My father produced a good quantity, but now it's more and more rare and more difficult. But when we can produce late harvest, most of the time we wait minimum 3 to 4 weeks after the normal harvest, I would say. But it's different every year, it's different for every terroir again. And in our domain, we produce late harvest only the vintage with high acidity. If we don't have too much acidity, if it's a too hot vintage, most of the time we don't produce late harvest because it will be a little bit too heavy and sticky. You know, we really like to produce late harvest when the acidity is strong.
Yeah. One of the things that you corrected me that I didn't know about, and I don't know if many of the listeners do, but late harvest wines can be, well, in Germany, for example, Spätlese is a late harvest, and Spätlese and Auslese wines can be dry or sweet, whereas Vintage Tardif, which is late harvest in Alsace, you said they've always sweet.
Yes, always sweet. You cannot find a late harvest dry. It would be always a sweet style of wine.
Yeah.
And that's why also Vendange Tardive, it's really famous in Alsace, and people know that when you buy a bottle of Vendange Tardive, it will be concentrated, it will be sweet, and also it's the best wine to age. It's a wine that you can age more than 30 years. So it's incredible to age this kind of wine.
Okay, and the other type of wine that's sweet is the Selection Grand Noble or Noble Rot.
Yes.
But there's no humidity in Alsace. Mm-hmm. You know, normally when you think about Noble Rot or Botrytis, you're thinking about things like misty mornings that give you moisture in the air. Mm-hmm. That means the grapes are moist, so the botrytis grows, and then the sun beats down, dries it out, and you know, the mole puts little holes into the grapes, and the water evaporates during the day. But it doesn't seem to be that.
Depends the vintage, I would say. We don't have too much humidity. Sometimes when we pick the Selection de Grenoble, the Noble Rot, it's late during the year. That means that if it's end of October or November or even December, it's cold and you have this humidity. It's a cold humidity, but you have some humidity. But yes, most of the time it's more the condition of the night and day. The between the night and day, we have a huge difference of temperature. And with this difference of temperature, we can have this Noble Rot and Botrytis.
Is it like condensation? You know, when you, at night, in the morning you wake up, and even though it didn't rain, your car can be very wet because all
the... Yes, it's exactly like this. Yes, it's this kind of reaction, we can say.
Yeah, so the cold, the grapes get cold, and then the water droplets condense onto them. And that's what gives the moisture for the noble rot. Okay. All right, cool. The last thing I just wanted to check about is Cremant. Cremant, the Alsace.
Of course.
Because at the moment, the UK is going fizz crazy, whether it be Prosecco or anything really. I think England just likes fizz at the moment. how much Cremant is, Cremant d'Alsace is like the sparkling wine from Alsace.
Yes.
And I understand the biggest producer of sparkling wine in France is Champagne, then Cremant de Loire. And where does Alsace fit?
I don't know exactly for me, Alsace, but maybe it's, maybe Cremant de Loire is before Alsace, but Alsace, we are one of the most important producers in terms of quantity of Cremant. I don't know exactly about Loire and Alsace, but I know that Cremant in Alsace today, it's really important. We produce every year more and more, and also more and more qualitative style of Cremant. I also think that we have the best condition to produce Cremant d'Alsace. We are really good acidity, high acidity. This is the best to produce a good sparkling, I think. And also we can adapt the grape variety. For example, we plant in our winery more and more, in our domain, more and more Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. And especially in special parcel to have high acidity and good grapes. And then we adapt all the vinification. Of course, it's the method traditional. Huh? It's exactly like champagne. Huh? In our domain, the Cremant will be minimum, for the hunter level, it's minimum 15 to 18 months on lease. And we have some Cremant on lease since more than five years. Okay. But for us, Cremant from Alsace, it's really high quality and but good price value wine as well. Really good price if you compare to the quality. And that's why try Cremant. Don't hesitate. Cremant from Alsace, it's for me really, really, really interesting. And when people come in Alsace, they always try Cremant to begin the tasting. It's really important. No choice.
we did try and
exactly.
Go to start off with. Oh, and the last thing is, we actually tasted some straight Pinot Noir, some red Pinot Noir, because I don't normally think of Alsace as a red wine region. I always think of it as more of a white wine region. What's going on there with the Pinot Noirs? Are they becoming more popular? Is it, what's going on?
Pinot Noir is the only red grape variety, but in the past, to be honest, yes, it wasn't really popular. But today, it's more and more famous. And I think it's also one of the future grapes that we will plant more and more, because this grape is really can be really adaptable. It's a grape that you can adapt really easily in our terroir and climate. And also the today we have great maturation for Pinot Noir. For example, the vintage 2018. It was just amazing for the Pinot Noir. It was really concentrate, ripe, tannin, really elegant acidity. In our domain, we trust on the Pinot Noir grapes, and we plant every year, more and more to produce more red wine. We can say it's not rosé or light Pinot Noir, it's red. But we like to keep our tradition to make a fruity style, not too heavy, not too much tannin. We really like to show the fruit of the Pinot Noir. And my father studied also in Burgundy, and we are both two fans of Pinot Noir, but we like to produce delicate style of Pinot Noir.
Okay, then. I think we're going to wrap it up there, Laura. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Cheers very much.
Thank you. Bye.